living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with the rain and storms yet. In fact, showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight and through tomorrow morning with locally heavy downpours at times. Some storms strong, possibly severe. Damaging wind gusts are possible. The low temperature tonight will drop to about 51. Tomorrow, look for the rain to end by about, let's say, lunchtime. The sun is back out on Friday. Friday's high is 62. Looks like a beautiful weekend shaping up with plenty of sunshine. We'll be teasing 70 degrees by Sunday. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Get it on your phone now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Let CDNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy.
Are you the guy that's coming in to read the disclaimer?
Oh, well, good. Here, take this and stand right there. And when I point to you, start reading.
Oh, okay.
Okay, 3, 2, and cue the music.
1, go.
All matters discussed during this show are for informal,
informational
purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone.
Pick it up a little.
Pick up what? I didn't drop nothing.
Just keep reading.
Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representation. Yeah, that's it. Can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed. In detail with one of our highly qualified representatives. I got it that time. Prior to their implementation.
Okay, it's kind of last minute, so I guess we'll have to take that and go. I can't believe they sent you in here to read this.
Oh, they didn't.
Well, what'd they send you in here for?
Change out the light bulb in the man's room.
No!
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultations. Saturday, March 28th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center. Bring your cars, kids, and canines for a fun-filled afternoon. And the best antique car will get a prize. Beer and margarita specials from Cuckoo's, plus 10% off your meal, your daily dose of caffeine, a discount on teas and shakes, and a very special drink from New Wave Nutrition. Partners for Pets will be offering 10% off on mobile grooming coupons. And Earnest Financial will be there to help you with your financial future. So if your car is old or new, come out to the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center Saturday, March 28th from 11 until 3. It's going to be lots of fun, and admission is free. Cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultation. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC.
And now, here's Bernie Sanders with a few words about breakfast.
You know, it's hard work. Running for president, planning to take over this country and turn it into the biggest communist shithole in the world. So I have to keep up my streak. That's why every morning I have a big bowl of fruits and nuts and flakes. The favorite breakfast cereal of politicians everywhere. Fruits and Nuts and Flakes has all the vitamins I need to get out and meet the people and twist their minds into believing into this hideous thing I want to create in this country. Fruits and Nuts and Flakes has lots of vitamins. Vitamin A for arrogance. Vitamin B for bullshit. And vitamin C for Cortez. You know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She eats them. As a matter of fact, I think she takes them intravenously. And if you look in the box, you'll see the little pieces of cereal are shaped like your favorite political people. There's Adam Schiff. He's a nut. There's Elizabeth Warren. She's a flake. And there's Mayor Pete. He's a fruit. I'm gonna have to talk to the folks in marketing. We may have to change that. Just remember, If you're heading out on the campaign trail and you want those millennials to believe you when you offer them free stuff, try some fruits and nuts and flakes. It'll get you going like a dumpster fire on steroids. And they're magically delicious.
Wait a minute, Bernie. That's my line.
Not anymore, freak show. It's property of the state.
Oh, stars, moons, and clovers. Saints preserve us.
Make sure to save the box tops to send in for Medicare for All. $40 trillion ought to do it.
To start your day, for goodness sakes, have a bowl of fruits, nuts, and flakes.
At your local grocer's, right next to the rat poison.
Super Secret Studios, where the deer and the antelope play, but the bulls and the bears, well, they're darn serious about it. It's the Health and Wealth Show, the most popular radio program on this radio station in this time slot. Prove me wrong. Now, here he is, the high priest of high finance, the prince of prosperity, the mayor of Moneytown, it's David Ernest.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your intro, Bernie Sanders. Thank you very much.
I'm sure he's enjoying a second bowl of fruits and nuts and flakes.
And we're going to talk about some fruits and nuts and flakes today that seem to get in the way. Has anybody ever heard of the Federal Reserve Board?
Maybe once or twice.
I have. I was just looking at something else. Yeah, what now? What are they up to now? What are they doing?
Well, I think they're camping out with Bernie Sanders sometimes. They can cause booms and busts, literally. And is it really a must that they exist is a question. You know, a lot of folks in government said that they saved us in 2007 and 8, but did they save us or did they cause it? In other words, what's the truth when you're dealing with a bunch of fruits and nuts and flakes?
They're out there too, man.
You know,
tell you what, you know, that is available at your local grocers next to the rat poison.
So,
and the rat poison would probably be better for you, so.
There's a lot of countries out there that don't have all this nonsense. Before the early 1900s, mm-hmm. we didn't have all this nonsense of control.
Mm-hmm.
It's a form of socialism or communism mm-hmm. when they control the money supply.
Right.
There's no doubt that, you know, everybody wants to get a piece of their pie, and so they got to control, you know, what goes on. And there's going to be a lot of argument about whether it's really a good thing for them to control. Look, what they did, they lowered the interest rates by 0.5%, and the market went down. That very day.
They were just waiting for them to jack it back up, I guess. They were like,
so, you know, what really caused the market to go up today? It wasn't probably the nuts and fruits and flakes.
Mm-hmm.
It probably was something else. You know, they said, okay, we are doing what Donald Trump said needed to be done. Maybe that helped it. Maybe that helped it a little bit. You know?
Well, you know what bedtime story I think of when I think of all this coronavirus and the stock market and everything?
What's that?
Chicken Little.
Running
around, the sky is falling.
That's exactly what it is.
And just getting everybody all riled up and just, oh.
And it can hit you in the head if it does fall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Or in your portfolio.
Yeah, that's the problem.
There you go.
The problem is when you're dealing with a bunch of nuts and fruits and flakes, can you really depend on them to, you know, keep you buoyant?
I don't think you can.
And, you know, and then the president says, hey, lower the interest rate. And they say, don't tell us what to do, you fruitcake. That's what they're thinking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone grabs their arm and twists it, and all of a sudden it just falls. It's, oh, no, the coronavirus is going to get us. It's going to get us. Let's hide. No, let's lower the interest rate. So they won't blame us for it.
Uh-huh.
And then the stock market goes down. Of course, it went back up today. But, you know, I think it went up today because they think Bernie Sanders may not be handing out so many boxes of nuts and fruits and flakes.
And I think his picture is on each box.
It is?
If you see Bernie's face in the grocery store, you know you found the fruits and nuts and flakes. And the rat poison. Because it's right next to it.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least we don't have to get a reservation to buy these cereal boxes.
Well, I think they send them to the reservation so Elizabeth Warren can pick them up when she gets back to the teepee. I tell you what, I have never, the years I've walked this rock here, I just have never seen such a circus of a presidential campaign.
Isn't that something?
I mean, you know, I think I remember one time they were making out like Nixon was taking stuff from people. I think somebody gave him a dog. You remember? His little dog. I think somebody gave him a dog, and they were raising Cain about that. And he was very upset about it. But I don't remember anything like this. And you know, nobody yang-yang back and forth. You know what Donna Brazile said today to the lady that's in charge of the Republican National, was it RNC, the Republican National Conference?
What did she say?
She said something about how the Democrats were doing, and Donna Brazile said, well, she can just go to hell.
Oh.
And I'm like, really?
Well, they don't really like each other.
I mean, but we shouldn't care that they don't like each other. They need to be civil and act like people.
So, people ask all the time, what exactly does the Federal Reserve System do?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, they're supposed to provide safety, flexibility, mm-hmm. a more stable money supply in the financial system.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I don't really see it happening. Everything they've done, I mean, now, okay, Bernanke said that they saved it back in 2007, 2008. I understand they had to do some things.
Right.
I understand they had to do some things. But if it had been a free market, maybe it wouldn't have been a free fall.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when things go into a free fall and you have to catch something, you know, maybe they shouldn't have been so high to start with. Maybe the markets can do their own thing. You know, back before they took complete control over all this money stuff and took it out of the gold system, things were a little different.
Right. Mm. It was all up to the invisible hand.
I mean, you know, if you really want a true democracy and a true, you know, economy that's a free enterprise, do you need interferences?
No.
You know, it's going to do what it's going to do. I mean, and other countries are not like our country. They don't control everything from the hilt all the time, and it seems to work, some of it. So why do we have it? Why do we have all this stuff going on? Why do we have such control on us, and they want to give us more and want to put more control? In other words, tell you where to get your Medicare and you know, and all that stuff.
Well,
tax you to death.
I blame political correctness. Oh, you can't say that. You'll hurt somebody's feelings.
Yeah, no,
and now,
it's difficult to know what to say.
Well, you don't know what to say anymore. Sometimes you just don't say anything. How are you? And you go on by because you're afraid you're going to say something to offend someone.
But we've got some problems right now. The government treasuries, which the feds control,
mm-hmm.
are below 1% on the 10-year range.
Right.
Now, you know what that does to us? It doesn't do good things.
It doesn't sound like it does.
Now, we are a little bit ahead of the Europeans and, you know, in Australia because their rates are lower than ours.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But we left just a little more wiggle room so we could drop. I'm talking about the feds. That's what they're mm-hmm. doing. It's what I've been reading. They left a little bit of wiggle room in case, you know, in case maybe Bernie Sanders won. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that they're going to do a whole lot. If he were to win, right. I think that's just the end.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Of what they could do.
Of what we know. I mean, it's going to be something new. But you just gave me another idea.
What's that?
You're talking about free enterprise and everything. And I was looking at the TV and somebody walked by with a mask on, you know, because they're afraid of getting this coronavirus. I need to go into the disaster preparedness thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I sell these kits. We got face masks. We got bottled water. We got MREs right here. You take it home with you.
That'll work real good until you have to work, make up a lot of books and things about how to use the mask. Because the government gets involved, and then you can't do anything.
Guidelines. You remember Jim Baker, don't you?
Yeah, the guy that sold all that junk.
Yeah, well, you know, he's...
vacations.
Yeah, well, he's out of jail now, and he's preaching. But on his show, about the middle of it, he'll work into it, and this dude will come out there with his 5-gallon bucket, and it's a survival thing. It's got meals, it's got, you know, survival stuff. And right. he'll come out there and pitch that for about 5 or 10 minutes, and then Jim'll go back to preaching. It's only about 3 o'clock.
But he's not selling any more vacations.
I don't think he. I think
he took a long vacation and he don't need anymore.
I think he learned a lesson on that. he went up the river.
Yeah.
And Tammy run off, and she got on
makeup kit?
Well, no, she got on this reality show where
she used to have a lot of
eyeliner. She wore a lot of makeup, but yeah. she got to be, it was a reality show where all these stars lived in this house together.
Uh-huh.
And she got to be tight with Ron Jeremy, who back in the 70s and 80s was a porn star.
Well.
And they got to be real good buddies. It was pretty funny.
That's interesting.
That part of it was funny.
Yeah.
To me.
So, what does lower interest rates, or when the Fed lowers the rate, who does that help?
How about you tell us, David?
People with a lot of money?
It's got to.
Well, it don't help them as much as it does the people who need money.
Okay.
Oh.
Because lower rates mean cheaper loans.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Cheaper loans can impact your mortgage, home equity lines, credit cards, student loan tab, car payments, stuff like that. But if you're locked in,
mm-hmm.
if you don't have a HELOC, it doesn't really help you with a mortgage unless you refinance, and then you have to pay all those fees again.
Okay, now if you get locked in, that's kind of good because your rate won't ever go up.
Correct.
But if you see another rate, it's hard to get out of it so you can get that lower rate. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it depends on your credit rating to get how to get another one, but you got to pay all those fees again usually, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't give them to you free, you know? Banks like to make money. Mortgage companies like to make money.
Of
you know,
course.
Everybody needs their money.
Yeah.
Like a hog needs some slop.
Yeah. So you know they're gonna have to bounce you again. You know, Lee and I were talking today about driver's license.
Oh, we were. Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh.
About how to get the red dot on your driver's license.
It's a star. It's not a dot.
And
but it's a star.
My driver's license probably got another 3 years to go.
Got mine renewed.
She just got hers renewed.
But I went to the office and my mom just went and she was like, yeah, I got the star on mine. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, you just got yours renewed. And so I went back down there and they said, yeah, you're going to have to pay more money. You had to ask mm-hmm. for it.
Yeah, mine's good for another year. But
the thing is, why do you have to pay all the money again? They said, oh, well, you should have asked.
Yeah, they said,
well, why didn't you tell us?
They're not going to help you out.
You know, it's called collecting more money.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, like, let's don't tell them because they'll have to pay us twice.
My driver's license has got almost a year to the day left on it, but look at the size of my head.
Oh, wow.
That is a Mardi Gras head right there. That is a Mount Rushmore head.
Yeah.
That 85 pounds I lost, I think most of it come out of my head.
That's crazy.
Well, that's
I did. Why didn't Wonderful. Some of y'all tell me? My head was so big, I'd have got a bucket or something. Good Lord. But,
So, I mean, the government don't, and the local government, the probate office.
Yeah.
They say, oh, just give us more money.
Right.
I mean, what's wrong with that picture?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's almost as bad as them saying, let's take 1% of everything, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's flying well.
So, all these things, they just want your money. The government just wants your money. And credit card people. You know,
oh my gosh.
They have to
Awful.
Lower the rates whenever, you know, when everything affects them to lower down.
Right.
But they're getting their money cheaper to give to you, so they don't lower it any more than that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like they get hurt, you know. They don't. They still get their money. You've heard that old saying, well, I'm going to get my money.
Uh-huh.
You know, well, they're going to get their money. And, you know, a lot of folks say, well, you can manage if you get into problems. You can get them to discount it 30, 40 cents on a dollar. You know, of course, they ruin your credit.
Yeah.
But think about how much interest they charged everybody. They got so much insulation, they could get away with murder almost.
Well, you know, I don't know what it is. It's anywhere between 21 and 29%, I think, is where
that's highway robbery.
It is.
Yeah. It's almost loan sharking.
I was just looking up usury. I don't know what it says that is the illegal action or practice of lending money at unreasonably high rates of interest,
right.
but
yeah.
it doesn't say anything about credit cards.
I think it just depends on the card that you have.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's still ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to find those that come out, well, we got 0% interest for a year. And a lot of people will roll all their stuff on there, and they might save some money. But then after that year, you got to start paying their rate.
Oh, I agree.
Or look for another one to come out with the zero thing. They do that all the time.
Right. Well, you know, sometimes when I sit down with people and I show them these products,
mm-hmm.
they can't believe it. I mean, here they are coming from a bank account, say, right. Mm-hmm. Making 0.1, 0.2. Mm-hmm. Maybe in a CD, they were making one if mm-hmm. they're lucky. You know, maybe if the bank was weak and needed more money, they're making two. Mm-hmm. Right. Because banks can do that, you know. But here we are. We say, well, we're going to give you this big, gigantic bonus. And last year, this thing made this rate of return. They're going, how do you do that? That's just too hard to believe.
And when you tell them about it, it's like they really don't. It's, huh? What?
Shocked.
But you have to. You basically have to see it to believe
it. It's too hard to believe because it looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go down to the bank and they say, "Well, I'd like to buy an annuity from you guys because it's got the Pierre Vidella effect look." And I'm not knocking these, but these little 3-year and 4-year annuities, you know, they get 1.5% return at the bank.
Right.
There's MIGAs out there paying almost 4%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's multi-year guarantees. You know, why in the world are they selling annuities at 1.5% is beyond? Oh, well, I guess that's so that the bank can get some money.
Right.
You know, it's just all absurd. And people do not know where to go. They don't know that they can make more dough just by going to a different place
mm-hmm.
and manipulating a little bit here, a little there. They don't know that they can have safety in a big way, and returns in a big way just by changing a few things. And it's safe. You don't have to worry about the Federal Reserve taking away your returns the next day because
mm-hmm. right.
they jacked the rates up and the market cut in half.
Well, I'll tell you where to go.
I've got this number.
Just so you'll know. Hang on. I'm going to
okay.
throw it to
okay.
you in a minute.
Okay,
and you throw the number.
This. I got this.
I'll tell you where to go just so you'll know. He will show you the way to go to save your dough. So I got two Yodo in there. That's David Ernest. His phone number is
334-272-7431.
No, close.
Oh, my
God. Hey, I'm going to start giving a test for everybody who works with me.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
You missed, after the 334, you missed the third number.
272.
Mm-hmm. It's got a 9 in it.
You ready?
279-7431.
Huzzah. There was much rejoicing. That is it. Call
okay.
David Ernest at that number and set up an appointment. Go by and see him. And
you want to say it again?
You want to say what?
334-279-7431.
Uh-huh. Hooray for the day. She got it right.
Okay. Just, honey, I can't. What are you trying to tell me?
I'm saying, Win It Wednesday, guys.
Oh, yeah.
It's Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, we got to do that. Now, I got your. We got another thing.
I'm
going to have to get rid of that for a minute. And we got to do the Win It Wednesday thing. Anyhow, yeah. Call David Ernest at
334-279-7431. And, guys, you can call in the radio station for Win It Wednesday at 334-272-9228.
There you go.
I've got it now.
272-9228 if you want to call us now. 279-7431 if you want us to call you back later.
Okay, here we go. This is the Win It Wednesday big show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pets of all ages, the Health and Wealth Show presents Win It Wednesday.
Yes, folks, it's Win It Wednesday, the brainchild of Princess Leah Williams. She has a trivia question for you. If you will call us right now at 272-9228, you could be the winner of some fabulous prizes. I'm talking about these. This is stuff that just you can't win it anywhere else, I'm going to tell you. 272-9228. Now, here she is, the quiz mistress of our program. It is Princess Leah Williams.
Okay, guys. First question.
Uh-huh.
Who was the junk bond king who was released from prison after only serving 22 months?
Okay.
In jail.
Okay, now I'm going to go to the phone. The phone is ringing, and you may have to ask again. They might not have been able
That's
to
fine.
Get it, but let's go there. Congratulations. You are the very first contestant on Win It Wednesday here on the Health and Wealth Show on Wednesday of all days. Who's this? And don't cuss.
It's Rockin' Randall.
Rockin' Randall. Randall. All right, Randall, did you hear the question?
No, I didn't, Dave.
Okay. We're going to ask you the question again.
Okay.
Because you were probably running to the phone. Are you over in Elmore County?
No, sir. I'm in Autauga.
A tall. Okay. Well, that's the same thing. Just about. You had to go out and go up the pole to get to the phone. So we're going to ask you this again. Go
okay.
ahead,
sir. I had to swim to the pole.
I understand. Probably safer to stay up there.
Okay, Randall. Who was the junk bond king who only served 22 months in prison?
And this junk bond. King.
The junk yeah. bond king.
When did this happen?
Like king and
this
queen.
This was in the 90s.
Okay.
They called him the junk bond king.
Yeah. He was charged with insider trading.
Uh-huh. It caused a lot of havoc in the financial system. So bad.
How bad was it?
It was so bad, he had to serve in prison.
I see.
Yeah,
him.
He was fined $600 million.
Ooh, that's smart.
My goodness. Ooh.
They sent him up the river.
Yeah. And he caused a lot of banks and a lot of financial institutions to kind of hurt for a while.
Right.
Mm.
And he was granted clemency by President Trump on Tuesday. I don't know if any of this helps you.
Oh, goodness. I should know
this. I'll give you a little hint. His name sounds sort of like something you can drink. And it's not alcoholic.
Earl Vodka. Oh, no. Okay,
it's not. It's kind of white.
OJ. It was OJ. OJ did it.
It's a
OJ.
White drink.
Oh. Milk it's of magnesia. Milk of magnesia did it.
It is. It's a white drink.
It's got to be milk.
Cookie dough.
Yeah. You said part of it.
Milking?
Yay!
Hey, you got it. How about that? Wait a minute. Hang on.
Wait, Randall, we have to get your phone number and stuff, but hold on.
I guess, really. I didn't know it.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
The winner bell.
Well, you're a good guesser.
It was Michael Milken.
Yes. Call David's 279-7431 number and leave your information?
To claim your prize.
What is it?
Yeah, I think I did.
What did he win?
It's the $10 off Texas.
Oh, he gets to eat steak.
And throw peanuts.
Well,
I love to do that.
All right.
Okay, yeah, so please.
279-7431.
Yes, you got it. Dang. Yeah,
peanuts and steak.
Yeah.
Just, don't be late.
Just call that number and leave your information.
I'm a go.
It's a date.
All perfect. Right, sir. We appreciate you listening and call
thank
us anytime.
You.
Hey, I enjoy it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
Thanks
y'all.
A lot.
So,
you're welcome. What an OJ, huh?
Nope.
Poor OJ.
Well,
after that first thing, if he just went to an island somewhere and stayed, he'd have been all right.
I've heard that Elizabeth Warren is on the war dad, so.
Oh, really? What's she jumping around about?
Well, she just can't seem to get anywhere.
Well, she's losing. She's lost, basically. It's over for her,
yeah,
isn't it?
I think she danced around a little bit too much.
Oh, I get it. She's out there. I know what you're talking about. She's
rain
out
dancing?
There,
I guess, yeah, she danced around a little bit too much, you know? I mean, did you see the way she was acting around Bernie and, was it Bloomberg? Yeah, Bloomberg. She gave him a hard time.
Look at her now. She's up there. You know, and, you know, the thing she found out about Bloomberg, somebody went and found that out for her.
Right.
You know, she's just part of gossiping, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And Bernie looks like the
Bernie, you know, I think Bernie has osteoporosis.
Bernie's 80 years old.
Well, have you ever seen the way he slumps over?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think he used to be a lot taller than he is now. Uh-huh. He would probably fit in a really small place now. You know,
I can think of some small places I'd like to stick him in.
I saw the funniest meme, guys. It was like, Bernie, what's your plan? And someone said, hopefully to live 4 years. He's not even going to make it.
Did you see his thing where it says Bernie's first State of the Union address? We're out of bread.
Well, okay, guys, who has number two? Question number two.
Oh, we're going to do three. Another one?
Yeah,
okay,
we got three.
We got three.
All right.
Oh, me. We
okay,
got three.
You got it.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, do you don't have one? I can ask another one.
Oh, you wanted me to have okay. All right. I will ask a really, really, really easy question.
Right. Okay.
Who is the chairman of the Federal Reserve? I think we asked
and
that
And I
the
said
other.
It last night.
So if you can remember who the chairman of the Federal Reserve is, and okay. Don't cheat. Don't Google it. Just answer it.
We got a phone call coming
all
in.
All right, here we go.
All right. You are the second contestant ever on, what is this thing?
Winning Wednesday.
Yeah. And who's this? And don't cuss. And turn your radio down just a little bit for right now because there's a delay and you're going to hear stuff. You there? Hello?
Obviously, he was eaten by wolves.
Oh,
okay.
It's ringing again.
Okay. Nope. It went away.
JK.
Hello. Okay. All right.
Well, guys, if you didn't hear the question, who is the chairman of the Federal Reserve? I said it last night.
Mm-hmm. If you know, call us right now at 272-9228. What's the prize this time?
So the prize is a free lunch with me and David at Texas Roadhouse.
Ooh.
No obligation, completely free, just a lunch with us.
I had lunch with you guys today. What table manners, you guys? It's lovely just to eat, watch y'all.
Oh, it's a fun thing.
Using napkin.
Yeah, we're
everything.
Fun.
What's those other things y'all were using? Utensils.
Silverware?
It was crazy. It was just nuts.
They weren't even plastic.
I know.
They were
fancy.
Well, okay.
Okay.
So the chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Who is that guy?
And, you know, we could talk a little bit about the Federal Reserve while we're waiting for some. The Federal Reserve has 12 people, or 12 banks, should I say, on board.
Okay, here we go. Hold the phone. Oh, we got two lines hanging out. Congratulations. You are sort of like the second contestant. Who's this? And don't cuss. This is a giggling person. Who is this giggling on my phone?
This is Sally.
Sally. I had an aunt,
Sally.
Sweet lady. Dip snuff, but she was all right. What can we do for you?
I thought of a million times to call you. Now I'm doing it.
Well, okay. I'm glad you did.
Oh, thank you.
I have a question. I've had a life insurance policy on myself for years and years and years.
Uh-huh.
For my two children.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm 71.
You do not sound like that. You sound like a slip of a girl.
That would be me. Yeah, that would be me. In my mind.
There you go.
And so I'm considering stopping. It's like $65 a month. And I was thinking about cashing it, getting rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And put that 65, put enough with it to have 100 a month put into an IRA that I already have.
Yeah.
Like a saving.
I got the perfect answer for you.
Mm-hmm. He knows a guy.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Matter of fact, we could match it. We could have the company. First of all, when it's in an insurance company, a life insurance policy can be transferred tax free to an annuity under 1035 transfer exchange with no taxes. Okay. So these annuities that I'm talking about, when you transfer it like that, can work like an IRA. In other words, IRAs are tax-deferred, except it's even better because the part that you have put into your insurance policy will be tax-free when it comes out. The only thing that you would pay taxes on when you take it out is what it has made. But we have another little thing we can do. We can do something called a 72T with some of these companies.
The 72T?
The 72T.
Wow.
And we can make your taxes level. In other words, let's just say that you had $100,000. I'm just using this for an illustration. And $50,000 of it was the principal that you had put, the cost basis, what you put in. Okay? So that would mean for every time you pulled a check out, you'd only pay taxes on half the amount.
Oh.
Now, otherwise, when you take a withdrawal, you will have to do something called LIFO. Now, here's another little thing. If the insurance policy was older than 1982, was this policy brought out? Was it taken out before or after 1982?
I'd have to think. Let's see.
Because there was a law that was passed.
A little after, after.
Okay.
Well, maybe
early 90s. Well, then you're under the LIFO, the FIFO law, first in, first out. LIFO law, last in, first out. So the last thing in was interest, the first thing out is interest, unless you do the 72T. Okay, so there's all kinds of things. The easy answer is, yes, we can transfer that life insurance policy into a retirement account for you, tax-free, and add money to it immediately and make it grow like crazy. And no, the stock market cannot hurt it if it goes down. No.
Now, do you know the number to call to set up an appointment with David Ernest?
Well, you've just said it about 80 times.
Well, we can say
81. You
know, 81 is coming up.
81.
Leah, okay. You got it.
Are you ready, Sally?
Oh, yes.
Hold 1 second.
Hold 1 second. Okay.
Okay.
I'm on. Go.
334-279-7474-31.
Yes.
And what did Sally win? Oh, she had to answer the question.
Did you want to try the trivia question?
I
think we're going to give her a winner anyway.
Okay.
Sally, who is the chairman of the Federal Reserve?
Oh, good Lord. I'm bad. I don't know.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's okay. We're going to let you win anyway. You can come and have lunch with us and talk about your insurance policy.
Okay.
She's a winner.
She's a winner anyway. She needs information.
That's true.
If you ask me who the president was, I could surely tell you that.
Okay, we know that one.
I would vote for him. If he could run 10 more times, I would vote.
Well, you never know.
well,
thank you, Sally.
Well, just call the 279-7431. Leave us your number. I mean, how to get a hold of
you. Yeah, and we'll call you. Thank you.
Right. I surely will. Thank you,
Sally. Bye-bye.
Call us anytime. All right, we have a call that has been ringing here for a second or two.
Yes.
And this person may know the answer. All right. Congratulations. You are the third contestant, or maybe fourth. I don't know. A lost count on Win It Wednesday. Who's this and don't cuss?
It's Randy from Snowden. I called four times and then keep hanging up. Then you hung up on me.
Well, I'm sorry, Randy.
Fifth time's a charm, man.
Yeah.
So now.
I believe it's Jeremy Powell.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Jerome Powell. Good job.
And you're a winner, too.
And you won an Anytime Fitness free month.
85 Fitness free month.
Anytime Fitness. You get a whole free month at Anytime Fitness.
All right. Yep. Or you could come and have lunch.
Or you can have lunch with us. Do you want to have
lunch? I'd rather have lunch. I'm 63, and I ain't.
Okay, that's
too far
fine.
Far gone from the fitness.
Well, have lunch with us. We'll all talk about having a fitness.
Randy, do you know our phone number?
I do.
Okay, are you going to call us?
I'll call you tomorrow sometime.
Okay, perfect. Well, we're looking forward to it.
Looking forward to seeing you.
I wanted to make a comment to see what y'all's conspiracy theory is on it. Once Biden, they're all thinking he's going to be the nominee, and it pertains to the stock market, which I have a little interest in. Is that what's going to happen when they really start coming out with this, their problems over there, overseas, and whenever he's not going to be the nominee and they slip Hillary Clinton in about June or July, that's what I think is going to happen with this Democratic nomination, it's a Ukraine business. I don't think for one minute Joe Biden will ever be the nominee for the Democratic Party. What do y'all think?
I think there's some truth in what you're saying.
I think they don't even know what they're doing. So anything could happen when you have a crowd like that.
But what do you think is going to happen to the stock market when this all goes south with this Democratic nomination?
Personally, my thoughts, I mean, of course, nobody knows the future except, the future. Personally, I think if today proved it in my mind, because when they saw that Bernie probably was not going to win the running against Trump, I think that the country will go completely bananas if they think that any Democrat has a chance of winning, because what's come up so far has got a long way to go down, and they'll push the button
and
do it, I think.
I'll tell you, I just don't think Hillary could get elected. I mean, you just see somebody that just acts so bad and
how many times has she not been elected?
Well, she just obviously does not care about anybody but her, and
obviously she's doing something wrong.
I don't know. I think she's doing a lot of things wrong.
Well, in saying that, if I could chime in, is that, she, as well as Obama, is keeping, I mean, this is the first time in the election, I'm 63, that I can remember that the Democratic Party, the prior president, especially as Obama or Hillary with the Democratic, with her clout and his clout,
uh-huh.
they're not even coming forward to, stand tall for the nomination at this time with Biden or anybody else involved.
Well, I think they've hijacked. That's not even the Democratic Party anymore. They just kept the name to keep from tipping people off.
I think they're going
to
call them communists pretty soon.
I think
so. Yeah, well, you hear them say it, that it's the Republican Party that's dwindling out, and they must be on crack.
Or selling it one. I think they're doing both. All right, man. Don't forget.
All right, thanks a lot for your time. I'll give you all a call, and thanks for taking my call.
All right, well, so call
you.
Us call us anytime.
Much.
And
I listen to you every night.
We knew somebody was listening. Now we know
right.
who it is. Thank you, sir.
There you go. Thank you.
And take care heading down to Snowden. And real quick, you mentioned something a minute ago, and I wanted us to talk about that because we were talking about Anytime Fitness. And Randall declined, I think, because he said that he was a little bit old and didn't, or not a little bit old, but a little bit older and didn't much want to fool with that. But y'all are doing something tomorrow, aren't
you? Yep.
What are y'all doing?
Tomorrow.
Tell me about
Physical Fitness Thursdays
at
Anytime Fitness from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be led by an instructor, guys. And we'd love to see you. It's free for members of the gym and people that are non-members. So you're welcome to come and just say that you're with Earnest Financial.
And it's free, free, free.
Free.
And mention me. It's free.
Well, you need to do this now. Wait a minute. Well, that was really scandalous when it first came out. But anyway, where is Anytime Fitness?
Anytime Fitness is located across the street from Arrowhead,
uh-huh.
and it's at the specific address is 8125 Decker Lane.
Yeah.
And you'll see the big purple letters, and we'll be in there at 9:30. I'm sorry, 9:30 to 10:30 in the morning.
Okay, and as you said, free, free, free.
Free, free, free.
And another thing that is free, free, free is you will probably get to meet Sky Mosley. Now, that in itself is...
I don't think Sky Mosley is...
He doesn't make appearances that early.
I don't think he comes into 12 o'clock.
He's probably out feeding.
We're not going at 12 o'clock. We're going at 9:30.
Well, he's probably out feeding the hungry and clothing the naked. I mean, you know, he's good guy and everything. And that's Anytime Fitness tomorrow, 9:30 to 10:30, and it's 8125 Decker Lane. You can put it in your GPS on your phone. If
right.
You're not sure where it is.
Completely free.
There you go. All right. Well, how about that?
Just mention me, and it's free.
And you're
right.
Going to be out there with your little leggings and not me. Yeah, you're not
leggings. No.
Well, you know, you got the little leggings and the ladies used to have little sock looking things that came. What do you call those?
Leg warmers.
They used. I thought that was the craziest thing. And a lot of women did dressed up like that and didn't even work out. But that was the big thing.
Oh,
back,
I know.
Back
yeah,
in the
that was back when
well,
the.
And another free event is our car show, guys.
Oh,
so
yes.
We hope to see y'all there at Chantilly Parkway on March 28th at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you bring a car, there's going to be three winners picked by our very own Grasshopper Luke Cleghorn.
Yep. Mr. Slick, as I call it.
Yes.
Yep. All right. So now I think we've about covered everything. Tomorrow night. Is conspiracy
Ooh,
night. Now, are you coming back for
I'm
that
not,
night?
I'm not. I'm not.
Oh, well, anyway, we'll miss you, but Terry Adams will be here.
Yes.
And then Friday night is the Best of Theater. That comes on at 6 o'clock, and it's...
Theater.
Yes. And I'm thinking we'll probably have... we might have one that you were in this week
as the
classic show there.
Ooh. Yeah, I think maybe we should start having a Shock Theater.
You know what I've always wanted to do?
What?
And I've
What's
never
it?
Got a chance to do it, is do one from 11... until midnight on Halloween and actually either perform or just play.
You know, that's a good idea.
The War of the Worlds. I'm sure there's some copyright on the actual broadcast,
right.
But you can get a script for a nominal fee, but we would probably have to produce it beforehand because I don't know if we got enough hands.
Maybe we could get Terry Adams involved.
He would love that. He would just eat that up. But I got sort of be like coast to coast. Yeah, mm-hmm. I got a box set one time of the original War of the Worlds, and it had a CD in it with the radio broadcast on it,
which happened in 1938.
That proved something. Just like the stock market going down and going up so much, mass hysteria. Just like the coronavirus, mass hysteria. The whole public is really affected by somebody saying something, somebody doing something. It's called mass hysteria.
Yeah.
When you look at, I heard Greg Bedell talking about it. When you look at this coronavirus, it is not killing but about 2% of the people who get it, and they're weak.
Old.
They have something wrong with them. And, you know, and plus, there's not that many that get it yet. And I don't think they will, that many, compared to the flu.
No, you're right.
I mean, the flu's been around for a long time. Why are they, why, this just, it blows my mind. Why is so much being going on and so much being said and the market's, you know, going up and down and doing crazy stuff over the coronavirus? Is it just because the Chinese are acting like fools over there and putting masks on and running around like they want to rob a bank?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Or is there really something wrong that's going to kill us all? Which I just don't see that.
No.
I think it's mass hysteria.
Like I said, Chicken Little, just running around telling everybody the sky is falling. Yeah. And, you know, farm animals, not the sharpest tools in the shed. So they believe Chicken Little, and they run
Do you remember the white... 2K when the 2001 rolled over, everybody thought it was going to be the end of the world.
I was in Corpus Christi, Texas, and it was New Year's Eve, and they had this big thing planned. You know, they had like SWAT teams out there on the street. It was like a big party we were having. They had black helicopters flying around, and they were going to be ready. I'm like, be ready for what? Nothing's going to happen. And it didn't. I just didn't believe that was going to bring everything to a halt.
I mean, the markets are going to go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go up and down. Sometimes they'll stay down a long time. Sometimes they'll stay up a long time. The problem is not if the market's going to go down. The problem is not that the economy is not going to grow, because it will.
Yeah.
The problem is, will it go down when you needed the money?
Right. Mm.
And if you're young, usually there's no problem. But if you're older, say like 50, 60 or older, that could be a big problem.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the average recovery in the market's 5.7 years. What if it takes 10 or 15 years? That just blew your whole retirement.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now you got to work another 10, 15 years, or use your money up, or because if it cuts in half and you're using it, you're going to destroy what could have came back.
Well, I heard the other day, I saw this on one of the news channels, that the Democrats, or Bernie, I don't even know if he's a Democrat. I don't think he is. But they were talking about raising the retirement age again.
Well, I mean, they're going to have to do something.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When Social Security came in what was it, 1940-something?
Mm-hmm.
In the
40s, yeah. Okay. Do you know what the average life expectancy was?
It was in the early 60s, wasn't it?
It was like 1 year longer than when you were on it. And I think it was like 66 or 67. Mm-hmm. You get on it when you're 65, you're dead a year or two later. Yeah. This is an average.
And the first lady that got a check, it was like $15. I mean,
So it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that that's going to be easy to fund, right?
Right.
Now people live to 90 and 100 years old. You know, where's that going to come from?
Well, and I don't think it's so much the 90 and 100-year-old people. It's the people who never paid into it, people that come into this country and become wards of the state and just sucking us dry.
And Bernie Sanders says they deserve your money.
Bernie needs to take them over to his house.
I mean, look.
Yes, his very
all these
large
people
house.
Work. I see all these people work real hard. They come in. They're concerned about the money being going away with the stock market. I help them, and then they sit there and they talk to me. They say, "Where does Bernie get off on wanting to give away my retirement money to somebody who never strived to get to where I am?"
And Bloomberg just went out there and spent $500 million to look like the south end of a northbound mule. What good could he have done with that kind of money?
He could have fixed Flint, Michigan.
He
could have given everyone in the United States, I saw somewhere, he could have given like almost everyone in the United States $1 million. Something
good
crazy
gosh.
Like that.
Wow.
And you know, he could have worked on this coronavirus thing. You know, we were talking about that today. Somebody was saying that the corona sales have just plummeted.
Oh, I know.
Ridiculous. That people actually believe that you can get coronavirus
from drinking, causing the market to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Mass hysteria is causing all these things to happen. The problem is that the stock market may be overdue, probably mm-hmm. is overdue for a correction.
Right.
We may have a recession 6 months out. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. It's not what's going on right now. It's what's out yonder.
Right.
It's what's around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get ready for it. If your time is limited, you need to be ready to weather the storm.
There you go.
You got to bat down the hatches.
Well, it goes all the way back. Way back when we first started doing the 30-minute show, back when I joined you, we did this thing about the grasshopper and the ant.
Right.
You got to prepare. The little ant over there working, getting his stuff all in one pile, getting ready for the winter, and the goofy old grasshopper over there gold bricking. And when winter came, he didn't have anything to eat. If it hadn't been for the ant who helped him out.
Right. Well,
he would have not made.
So, who's the grasshopper? The grasshopper must be jumping over walls.
Yeah,
you get it.
They're coming in this country over the wall. Yeah.
So, the grasshoppers are coming in and eating up the ants' food. So, you know, I don't mean that people shouldn't be able to come into this country.
Right,
people should be able to come to this country the right way.
Uh huh.
Don't jump over walls and say, "Hey, you owe me." And Bernie Sanders says, "Hey, give it to him."
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. I just picked up one day and went down to Mexico and went in there, and I'm trying to get money and want them to take care of me. You know they're going to take me up to the border and invite me, probably at gunpoint, to get back to where I came from. They just do that.
They're not going to run from the border.
I will run for this.
From the border.
Might be a Taco Bell over there. Well, we got a couple of minutes left, and I know we want to wind this up. Remember that tomorrow night is conspiracy night. Terry Adams will be here. Let's see. And then we talked about Friday. And that's about it,
and
Princess.
Wednesdays are always going to be on Wednesday, guys.
That's a good thing because I made that thing to say Wednesday in there.
Yeah, so win it on Wednesday. You can win it on the other days, but win it on Wednesday will be when you win it Wednesday.
And that's when you get the music and stuff was win it Wednesday.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
I did. I made that
for you.
Thanks.
You're quite welcome.
Well,
and you like the Bernie thing?
I did. I loved the Bernie thing.
That?
I was laughing. I was trying not to laugh while you're doing it.
You know, I'm going to try to do this. Y'all can help me out with this. Used to years ago when me and Larry were on the radio over at another radio station,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh. he would turn the mics down when we had a bit on like that real low. And when it was funny, we laughed. And it kind of added to it a little bit, you know. So we'll try that. Old tricks, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, we might start announcing birthdays too.
Oh my goodness, don't do that.
Rusty's next birthday is March 16th.
Yes.
In January and again in February.
I wonder if that
we may start having a birthday party every month for anybody who
that's
wants to
good
yeah that'd
that's
be good
great
thing.
Does that mean I'm 60 now though, because I had two birthdays in
probably.
One year
and my birthday's this month.
It when
14 days away. It's March 18th.
We had to celebrate a lot.
But we were talking about this last night, though. Somehow my birthday got messed up on Facebook,
right.
And my birthday is January 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you're a Capricorn.
Yes,
just like me.
And it
you're
showed
a Capricorn.
It, well, you know, they started to change it one time.
Capricorns.
Anyhow.
I'm a Capricorn, so is he.
Let's look.
It actually
comes like in the middle. Yeah, well, our birthdays are close together.
Yeah.
But anyway, my birthday got messed up on Facebook. And it said it was February.
You're mm-hmm. really a Capricorn.
And people were like wishing me happy birthday, and I just kept my mouth shut.
Is that a bad thing, being a Capricorn?
No, I just don't see being a Capricorn.
Our Lord was a Capricorn.
Yeah,
well, according to if he was actually born.
Stressed, tense, all these things, I don't see that.
If he was
you.
Born on Christmas.
Yeah.
But I don't think he was. I think he was born at a different time.
Hmm. Well.
We
don't know.
No, and I don't think they even cared about that back then.
No.
No.
279-7431. That's David's phone number. Call him up. Make an appointment. Go by and see him. You will learn something. You will probably learn something that'll make you say, I wish I had called this man 15 years ago.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
279-7431. You may even get to talk to Princess Leia. And I think you told me you had never seen a Star Wars movie.
Never.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm never going to.
Why not?
I'm not going to start now.
Why not?
I think I like the fact that I've never seen one because people are so shocked. Like, it's just like, I'm like, okay, that's good.
You ever seen Gone with the Wind?
I have. That's like my favorite movie. Me and my grandmother watch that all the time.
You ever seen
that? Well, frankly, my dear, that's wonderful.
You know, they had to pay a fine because he said that.
Really?
Yeah, they shot it two or three different ways. Yeah. And it just didn't.
Right, it doesn't sound as good.
So he threw it in there.
Things have changed a lot.
Oh, they really have.
You can say pretty much everything.
And like
but we still have a dump button.
Yeah.
Yeah, in case somebody says something that we get, a 30-second delay or something?
You can say anything you want to, but you don't have to. That's like when somebody writes something on Facebook and they write a dirty word. I mean, you didn't have to write that down.
No.
And, I ain't going to preach. So I think somebody said I should, but I'm not going to.
Well, you did a good job when you gave that little speech. I was impressed.
When I have to act right, I can, know. But it is about 4 minutes until I got a special little song for you here because you talk about how you can take your money and you can put it somewhere and there's going to be plenty of money and you're going to be in good shape. And then there are some people who just really don't care. They're just not going to do anything right.
No.
But they always come out smelling like a rose, it seems like. And I know when you hear this, you'll probably think of somebody you know. I actually had some CDs in my car the other day, and I put one in, and this song was on it. But we appreciate everybody joining us this evening.
Thank you, callers.
Yes, our callers that called in. Princess Leah, we'll see you on Tuesday.
Yep.
And is Ansley doing okay?
She's doing great.
That's great. Well, she's three going on 30. Is that right?
Lord.
They grow up so fast.
That they do.
Okay, this one is by a fellow named Guy Drake. Probably never heard of him. This might have been the only song he ever had. It's called The Welfare Cadillac.
Oh, I like that song.
Have you heard it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Thanks for tuning in to the Health and Wealth Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Bye, guys.
And you can start
adios.
Anytime.
Crank that car up.
There we go. See y'all next time.
Bye, y'all.
Well, I've never worked much. In fact, I've been poor all my life. I guess all I really own is 10 kids and a wife. This house is a live-in of mine, but it's really a shack. But I always managed somehow to drive me a brand-new Cadillac. Back door steps, they done fell plumb down. Front screen door's off and laying somewhere out there on the ground. Wind just now whooped another piece of that old tar roofing off the back. Sure hope it don't skin up that new Cadillac. Front porch post, they'll lose the bottom. Ain't no, made no sense to fix them because that floor just too darn rotten. Time we sometimes have some snow blows into the cracks. It's too bad we just all pile up and sleep out there in that new Cadillac. Now I know the place ain't much, but